Well, good morning, Alf. Alf.
Good.
And your full name is Mr. Alf?
Edward Williams.
Alf Edward Williams. And that would have been the name on the indenture?
Yes.
Bill Lindley has already shown me his indentures, and so has Jack McLean.
So you've seen them?
Yes.
Jack McLean?
Yes. Do you remember Jack Lighterman?
I know him all, so put it that way.
Yes. He's now living at the Sam Manners House in Greenwich. And he talked about Lighteridge some time with me. But one of the funny things on looking at the indenture is all the language is 17th century. It says
well,
that
I come an era before then. Now
yes, that's right.
My parchment indenture is on parchment.
So theirs is not on parchment.
Yes, it's on good paper.
So it's a scroll that unravels.
Yes. And my father's half was wavy cut from my half, so that they matched together to identify an apprentice. However,
did your father? Was he the master?
My father was my master.
And he stood apart from you as you stood at the court of the Waterman St Mary's
yes,
Street?
Yes.
Was it a ceremony that was taken very seriously then?
Oh, absolutely. Probably a lot of them for somebody like that sober.
Can you remember the form of it, the ceremony? What happened?
The court sat in a ray, horseshoe fashion, with the master in the middle, and the wardens and all the officials of the court, all of course licensed men. Some would be from, like, Tom Scalding from the Union, Harry Gosling from the Union. And you would be bound to serve for the term of 5, 6, or 7 years. If you were an apprentice at 16, you usually did 5 years. If you were apprenticed earlier, you did the 7 years. But in my case, they didn't bother me because I'd been 4 years in France. So I only did the 5 years apprenticeship.
So your apprenticeship was broken up by active service in the trenches?
Oh, within days. Within days of being apprentice, I joined the army.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't.
As an apprentice lighterman, you could have joined the Royal Navy. What made you decide on the army?
I don't know. It was a popular thing to join the army, not the Navy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Because I know that the Navy has always had first pick of the lightermen, haven't they?
You were free from tapping you on the shoulder and saying, come on.
Pressing you, yeah.
Pressing you.
Yeah.
You were free from that. In any case, I was underage.
Yeah.
I joined as 19, still as...
How old were you, in fact, when you first went off overseas to...
16.
16 years old?
Yeah.
And that was in the year 1915, was it?
Yes.
I didn't know that people went off at 16, I thought it was 18. 16 years old.
Yeah, you told them you were 18.
Oh, John, I was 19, no, that's sure.
Where did you see action, Alf?
First of all, in France, then...
Any battlefields?
Oh, yes. Of course I did.
Which ones?
Well, I didn't know. They were up the line at Ypres.
Really? What? First, second and third?
Then we went up to Serbia. They brought us away from France. And... took us up to the Dardanelles, we had a look at that. They didn't land us because they were leaving the Dardanelles. This is November 1915.